what happens with the system is you have about a year to come get your child. And after a year, you become a ward of the state. And so, within a year, my mother became pregnant with my sister. And so, I became a kid of the system. I used to go to the Salvation Army. And that was my first experience going to church.
Amen.
I remember the foster home I was in, it didn't have a lot of money. So we'd get our Christmas gifts through the Salvation Army. And that was my first experience getting to know God and who Jesus was. And I remember going and getting dressed up, and they dressed me up, and running into church for Bible study like a lot of our seedlings do, with a smile on my face, and spending that time with the other kids from the neighborhood and just learning the foundation of who God was. And so probably about right before my sixth birthday, I ended up moving from the north end of Hartford. And if there's anyone in here that lives in the north end, you know, kind of how you go to sleep at night, what puts you to sleep? The sirens and the cars and sometimes the gunshots. And I got adopted. And I got moved to the suburbs of East Hartford. And so the first year was a little rough because, you know, you go from sirens and brakes and cars and all that stuff to crickets. And it took me about a year to get used to those crickets and going to sleep. Welcome. Good to see you guys again. We missed you. So my parents were Episcopalians, and they went to the Good Shepherd, which is not that far from here. And so, you know, me and my brother, I went from, you know, a group of kids that were looking for families to having an older brother and going to church with the Good Shepherd and going to Bible study and all that stuff. And as we got older, my parents, my mother especially, was very actively involved in the church. And so we became altar boys and acolytes. And see, you know, Mr. Leper. And wearing the heavy robes and stuff like that. And so, in the beginning, I really enjoyed myself. And then as more and more things were kind of put on, it was the philosophy of you live in this house, which I'm sure some of us know this philosophy. If you live in this house, you're going to go to church. So as you get older and you kind of become more social, for my teenagers, a lot of this message is going to be geared towards you, so listen up. It became a situation of, you know, you want to do more things. You want to be out with your friends. So church kind of became a thing that I did. And it went from a situation of rushing in the doors to learn about God and learn about Jesus to it's time to put on the robes, time to literally carry my cross. And so, you know, as I got older, life became a little bit more challenging. And church just became this thing of, like, I dreaded it. And, you know, I really dreaded it. There's times you wanted to hang out with my friends. I used to play football in high school. So for my teenagers that are athletes, you know, you can kind of relate to you had a rough game the night before and your body's beat up. And you just want to take the day off. And mom and dad are like, get up. It's time for church. You know, and I remember limping, and it's funny how things come full circle, limping with like a 15-pound cross in my hand and sitting there like, I just really don't want to be here anymore. And so for my teenagers, I tell you this, as you get older, life is going to come at you. And so I found myself in some situations, and I'll tell you one specifically, and Loudy, you might remember this. So, yeah, let me stop at you. So it's having challenges at home, and you're a teenager, and the hormones, and the girls, and who am I in this world, and all of that is kicking in all at the same time. And I remember one day after school, leaving with a friend of mine to go see a girl that was homesick. And so this was early 90s, like 91, 92. And we went to the wrong house because my friend was a moron. And so we're knocking on the door, nobody comes. So we knock a little more, nobody comes. So we get ready to leave. And we're starting to walk away, and I'm like, there's somebody in the living room, so let me go knock one more time. So long story short, we went to the wrong house. It was a new family that had moved into the neighborhood, and it was a young mother that was a stay-at-home mom with like a four-month-old baby that was scared out of her mind because these two young kids that she doesn't recognize are knocking on her door. We came out, we had a conversation, we apologized, told her my friend was a moron, and we get like two houses away from the house that we were just visiting, and seven police cars just came swarming. And so, unfortunately, you know, we're going through some things in the country, and this, what happened in that situation is a reflection of being the wrong color in the wrong neighborhood. So we were both arrested. I actually ended up, he got released, I had to go to court. My parents had to pick up a lawyer. I was put on a year of probation and put on house arrest by my parents. And so you're saying, like, what does this have to do with your testimony? So now, as a kid growing up, you know, basically without parents at a young age and the things I've gone through, one of the biggest things for me is I had a huge issue with authority. And my teenagers can relate to that, the authority issues that come in at that age. So for me, that was kind of the last straw. You know, I simply went to see a girl. And so I found myself angry with my parents, but really angry with God. You know, and it's, I go to church, God. I carry a cross for you. Why am I going through this? So, in my anger, it just became a situation of, you know, I'm good with God. You know, I'm just going to do my thing. And so college came quick. I survived my house. Well, I actually tried to run away. And I got partway up the street. And my dad's car came over the hill. And I had a suitcase and everything. And I had to sprint back home to lead him back to the house. And so I survived what I say at the time, I survived my household, and I made it to college. Amen. And then I got to college, and the floodgates opened. Especially for my teenagers and my young adults, just be careful. Because life sometimes has a way of, it can beat you down, and it can change you. And you know at your core who you really are. So don't allow the world to change you. I was given the gift at a young age to be in church, to know God. And that was my core. And I let the world change me, and I stepped away from it. I know this was really difficult. And so I spent a long time just living life, you know, having fun, phone calls, you get the 3-4 phone calls, hey, we're partying over here, we're partying over there, and, you know, everybody wants John to come to be the life of the party. And I was in, basically, I went to college when I was about 17 years old, and for 20 years, I just left my relationship with God. Bless you. and it was just kind of out in the world, you know. And at one point I said, you know, hey, kind of hear the calling, so I went around, I went to mosques, I went to Baptist churches and see, you know, let me see what makes sense. But it just, at the time, it did not make sense. And what it took for me to kind of get back was being out and partying and being in the club and just having that moment where you just kind of stopped and all your friends are around you and everybody's having a good time and you just sit there and you're like, why am I here? This doesn't make sense. And you feel like the only person standing in the room while everybody else is enjoying themselves. And so I had that kind of moment where it was like, there's something more than this. And you have a greater picture and a greater, for lack of a better term, destiny ahead. And I had a friend that had been part of my party crew. There's about 8 of us. And she said, hey, I'm over at this church and there's a preacher that's coming. And I think you'll really enjoy the message. No pressure. I just think you'll like the message. And so, took everything in me to get up and go. Now, how many of you have actually seen the movie Devil's Advocate? So you're gonna know this reference I'm making. So I'm walking into the church, and I start get that feeling like when De Niro stuck his hand in the water, and the water starts bubbling. And you feel like you're gonna burst into flames when you walk through the door because of the life that you've lived and how far you've removed yourself from God. And I gotta tell you, the first 15 minutes were rough. I turned around and walked out. And I found myself slowly going back. And I made the decision because I had been hearing God calling me all along, but I was just hard-headed. I've always been a hard-headed kid. Still a hard-headed adult sometimes, just ask my wife. And so I started going to church and I got baptized because I felt called. And so I gave my life to Jesus. And one of the great things is, like I was telling you, I had a group, there was like 8 of us, a party crew. Every single one of us now have left that life and are now in church. Amen. So for my youth, I want you to kind of understand this, my young adults. There are going to be times where we make bad decisions. It's part of the growing up process, you know? And when I went back to church, I had burst into flames. You're talking to me now. God and Jesus is, it's not like us, you know? We make mistakes. He still loves us. He still welcomes us. And even when we stray, he waits for us. Amen. And that door never closes. So, I know we're going to do something a little later, but just for everyone here today, just want you to remember that you're never too far gone. Amen. You know, yeah. Your family may give up on you.
Yeah.
Your friends may give up. God never does.
Yeah.